The first mimer in the Eish Kodesh, in the Sefer Eish Kodesh, was given over in Shnas Tafshin, so 1939, for Rosh Hashanah. So he starts off the first line of the Sefer, which is also, it's a very telling line that he discusses often in the Sefer, and it's a perfect way to start it off when you hear everything that the Sefer is talking about. Mina Meitzar Karasi Yo Anani B'merchav Yo Kuli Shamas Alta Aleim Az Nechol L'Ravachasi L'Shavasi. Mina Meitzar Karasi Ka, from the depths I call out to you. Anani B'merchav Ka, answer me from the wide, the greatness of Hashem. Kuli Shamas Alta Aleim, don't hide yourself from Kuli, from my voice. So the Eish Kodesh says, so he brings out, there's this difficult idea of Yamim Noraim when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that it's the Yamim Noraim, right? The days of fear, the days of awe. And I think most people who have any sense of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur can really begin to feel that awe, especially in contrast to other Yom Tovim, Zman Simchasenu of Sukkot. It's a happy time, you're supposed to feel happy. So what are we supposed to feel on the Yomim Noraim? We're afraid. And there's a common feeling of a burden, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, so here I have to daven with emotion, and I have to ask for tshuva, and I have to declare Malchus and connect with Hashem, and yet, I know who I am. And Hashem knows who I am. So how am I supposed to walk into Chadri HaMelech, to walk to the king, inside the king's chamber, and tell him that he's the king, and get Mechila? How am I supposed to do that when I know who I am, and I know what I've done, and I know what I've looked at, and I know what I've thought of? Yomim Noraim, it's terrifying days. And that's the great burden that we feel. And how are we supposed to daven from that? So the Pizetzer Rebbe says something amazing here. And it's a long mimer, and I'll only bring out some things that he says in the beginning. There's a Gemara, there's a Medrash in Koheles. It's a famous idea that there are tzaddikim who fast the day before Rosh Hashanah, and it's mochlin, it brings mechila to Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash brings the pasuk, Ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivarei. Because with you Hashem is the slicha. With you, you forgive. You are the one who forgives. Lema'an tivarei. In order that we fear you. So it's an interesting order. Usually we would imagine that we fear Hashem, and that brings us to receive slicha. Then we become pardoned after we fear Him, and that brings us to tshuva. Ki imcha haslicha, because with you is forgiveness, lema'an le'ahev, to love. We're forgiven so that we can love Hashem, so that we can come to simcha of Sukkot. Why would I say ki imcha aslicha lema'an tivarei? And the Medrash says, Mir Shoshana slicha mutukenes lecha. On Rosh Hashanah we get slicha. Lema'an tivarei shete yiraascha al briyosecha. That we get slicha on Rosh Hashanah so that we can bring ourselves to have proper yira. Shete yiroscha abirosecha, that the bria will have yira. So what does that mean? So he says something unbelievable. So normally, what do we feel? That we don't feel empowered necessarily, and that I feel like a tzaddik in Rosh Hashanah. We feel the opposite. That during the year, if I did a chait, chas v'shalom, so the chait was small in my eyes. And I move on, and maybe I even do it again, and I justify it or I ignore it. But on Rosh Hashanah, when you go back to those little chataim that you did throughout the year, those little chataim seem to be tremendous. They seem to be gigantic. They're enormous and uncountable. And therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, it's harder for us to do something. Even people who are not close to Hashem at all, on Rosh Hashanah, they say, oh, I'm not going to have nuts on Rosh Hashanah because egos is gematria, chait. I'm going to stay so far away from chait. People who even spend their day doing nothing meaningful, still won't take a nap. How can I take a nap on Rosh Hashanah? They're so careful. Yet during the year, it doesn't seem to be a big deal. So the Pizetzner Rebbe says that that is a raya that Hashem is with you. When you're far away from the king and you do something that the king doesn't like, so you don't think about it too much and you could do it over and over again. But if the king is right in front of you, even when you think about the things that you did against the king, you tremble with fear and realization of what you've done. So when you feel small, when your little chataim make you feel insignificant in your own eyes, that's when you realize, says the Pizetzner Rebbe, Darshu Hashem behimatzo, reach out, call out to Hashem when he can be found. He can be found. He's right next to you. That's why it's so difficult. That's why it's so painful, because Hashem is literally, literally next to you. V'kevin shebar Hashanah v'aseres me'tshuva v'yom kippurim hem yomim shenimsa alok yislanafsho sheli ish. Shenimsa b'hem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when you find Hashem. So l'chein mi'isgalos alok yislanafsho sheli ish yir'aso yisbarach mis'arares. The Yira comes out because we're close to Him. And that's where the Yira comes from. So the Eish Kodesh explains there's two kinds of Yira. There's Yiras Onesh, that we're afraid. We're afraid of sin. We're afraid of Chet. We're afraid of what's going to happen when we're not close to Him. What's going to happen when we do something wrong. And then there's Yiras Hashem, when we say, Hashem is so great. I'm in awe of Hashem. Yiras Hashem is not a burden. Yiras Hashem is a freedom to say, I'm so excited. I feel that Hashem is with me right now. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. We're asking Hashem, just if you forgive me, if you wipe off all of my chataim, then I can have Yiras Hashem. Then I can feel you. Then I can see that you're next to me. So the Yamin Nara'im are not days to be afraid. The Yamin Nara'im is what we can reach if we get slicha. If we dive into Hashem and we do tshuva and we realize that Hashem is next to us, now how do I know He's next to me? Because I am afraid. Because I feel small and insignificant. That's how you know that He's there. So call out to Him. And if you call out to Him and then you get the slicha, then maybe we could be zoche to yira from the Yamin Nara'im. To feel that Hashem is there all the time. And then chas v'shalom to not want to do a chait, not because we have yiras onesh, but because we have yiras Hashem. Because we feel that He's next to us. And He says, so that's why the pasuk is so important before we build the shofar. From the depths I call out to you. From the depths of feeling terrible about myself. That's where, from the point from where I call out to you. Koli shamas al ta'aleim. You can't hide yourself from my call. Koli shamas. What's koli? The kolos of the shofar. Because if you'd realize that Hashem is there next to you, so he brings the mashal, that if a child, the Ben Melech, is going away off the derech from the king, so far that he forgets who he is entirely, but then bad things start to happen to him, but he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't think the king is going to recognize them anymore. When the king walks by, and he's in the house, and he's stuck in the things that he does, he screams to Hashem. He screams to the Melech, to save me. I know that I don't deserve anything, but he's right there. If I scream, maybe my father will see me. So he says that if you really want to do Rosh Hashanah right, and the Aseres Me'tshuva right, you have to take your chataim, take the guilt that you feel, and scream to Hashem and say, I know that you're here. It doesn't matter. I don't care where I am now, and you don't care where I am now. Just save me. Just save me and bring me back to the palace. Bring me back. I'm the Ben Melech, and I want to be with the Melech. Darsha Hashem behimatzo. We should realize through this that Hashem is with us, and we should be zocha through Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Me'tshuva to real, real Yiras Hashem, and to scream to Him, Koli Shamas.